T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello.
Good morning.
Oh, let me try these. There we go. There. We gotta have our music going.
Yeah.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Tell me everything.
Well, I will start by saying it was an epic, excellent weekend. Couldn't have had more fun. Also, everyone at my house is now sick.
What does that mean?
We all have a cold. Like I really have been.
When you say sick, do you mean
Rick bring it to you guys?
No, he actually. Although I think he was starting to feel it yesterday too. One of the kids brought it home, and then John had it, and then you know I kissed that guy. When apparently so does Goodrick, because we all like I definitely have the start. I'm like fighting it. I'm taking zinc yesterday and emergency.
So you have it.
And I feel it. It's there. But, you know,
That's just from singing your ass off for 3 days straight.
Let's hope so, Vinny. It doesn't feel like that, but let's hope so. It was great. We had absolutely great weekend. On Saturday night, Tommy Igo came over, and we had been running through all these songs, and, you know, I'd sent him a list, and he...
Start from Friday.
Oh, all right. So Friday, I get home, and Goodrick's there, and we do, like, a little dance. Oh, my God. And I'm like, come on, let's go jam. So we go in and oh my God. So
you got right to it.
Oh,
like
yeah.
When you got home, you went right in the room where
like
the
11
instruments
o'clock in the morning.
Are and started
yes.
playing music.
Wow,
yeah, so we just started. Well, cool. We had to run through the songs. It's just so fun because, you know, we know so many songs together. As kids, we wrote a million songs together, and so we played some of those. But unfortunately, well, you know, it's fun. I love drumming, but not the greatest drummer in the world. And also, I did it all day. And my hands are so beat up from, like, I had to wrap my hands the second. Like, I have blisters all over my hands.
Really?
I don't know. It's faded now. Look at the top of my hand here, Vinny. It's like, it turned black. Like, can you see that at all? The discoloring?
Not really.
Yeah, I see
now
it.
I can't see
yeah.
it from here.
It's faded quite a lot. I'm showing it to the camera right now in case anyone can see it. But it just, I swear to God, I like gave myself arthritis. Like all the whole fronts of my hands were just turned black. Just
and this is in one
beating.
Day. Because
I drummed all day, yeah.
Igo took over
he
Saturday.
He did. So, well, Saturday day, I wrapped my hands up and did more.
You played more Saturday day?
Well, look, you know, someone's got a drum. You know?
But didn't you guys say, let's watch some football today?
Oh, no, they did watch some football Saturday. They did watch some football, obviously, on Sunday. That was our big day.
Because it was huge. Like, it might be the best weekend. The games weren't the best. There were a couple blowouts where you're like, great, what's this all about?
Right.
Like, the Pats jumped on the Chargers and then never got off.
Right. Although the Chargers managed to at least put some points up the second half. I sort of felt like, oh, I feel bad for them.
Ridiculous.
Poor things. Bye.
Anyway.
Bye. Have a good... See you next year.
In my opinion, the best game was the last game.
Which was what?
The Eagles and the Saints. That was the one. But anyway, and the... Whatever. So, they did watch. So, you did have breaks and you did go... I don't know what you
did. We
did.
Well,
but...
Saturday... I went and sewed purses. That's what I did.
All right.
So, Saturday was... It's just so fun. Sunday was a total kind of recovery day. Like, you know,
it was a
blowout on Saturday. But then and we watched, you know, we managed to like squeeze in a movie or two here. We watched The Favorite. We watched...
The Favorite? What's that?
That's the one with Emma Stone.
What'd you think?
You know, I fell asleep by the end of it, so I didn't see the end. I'm going to go back and watch the end of it. I like it. I love crap like that.
Yeah, it was good.
You know, the queen was... She's got the gout, man. Woo! Bryn, you think you got the gout? This lady's got the gout. Like it's
Yikes.
It looks it's breaking
oh, this,
through.
Is this the one about the lesbian lovers?
Yes, yeah. Queen Anne, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And her lifetime companion, who's played by Rachel Weisz.
Yeah,
and then this little upstart Emma Stone. Whew.
She won the lady that played the queen. at the Golden Globes.
Yes.
And I found her, and I haven't seen the movie. In fact, I don't know who she is, but I found her kind of charming.
Yeah, she...
From the stage.
Yeah, I didn't watch her speech. Was she funny?
She was just charming. I just thought, you know, oh.
Well, she's interesting. I had never seen her either, and she's... So she plays this queen, I guess, who is an actual historical figure. And she... It was great.
It was.
I mean, you really felt her pain and her craziness. Freaking crazy person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they were all crazy, right?
Well, you know.
What else did you see?
I can't remember now. Well, I'm sure it'll come to
me. Did you watch True Detective?
I did not. We did not get to that.
I forced it in last night.
Is that what we're going to watch, Human?
What about Star Trek?
Let's watch True Detective. It's easier. It's much more accessible.
Right. Vinny, I sat down to watch True Detective, mm-hmm. and number two was there, but number one wasn't there. And so I was watching two, and I thought it was one, and I'm like, what am I missing? What is going on? What happened? And then the next day, I wanted to watch Ray, the finale of Ray, which was, just mind-boggling. I watched it at four in the morning yesterday as I woke up.
Oh, Jesus.
But so I went back to my on-demand, and they said the number one episode for True Detective was not going to show up until the 22nd.
What?
Mm-hmm. It was there last night. What's the date? Yeah, I was there.
Yeah. Well,
why would they not have the
first one yesterday?
I don't know.
So I rewatched the second one just in case I missed something, and then I watched the after episode that they air so I could figure out what's going on. Then I went online to read all about the first one.
Oh.
Yeah, you need to watch the first one.
Yeah, I'll go back today and see if the first one is on there. But I have UVerse.
Oh.
So, you know, it's tight. It's bundled with all my crap.
I see.
So, hardly.
Crunch.
You should get Xfinity.
You know, we
UVerse
is
all dump that. Dump that.
I know, right?
What do you mean
it's
hardly?
It's tied with my phone. You know, it's with all the stuff. So it is what it is. So I'll go back and check that out.
It's good. It's because the story's bouncing around. Mm-hmm. It's you don't know. It's a smart way to get people 3 or 4 episodes deep because you can't decide, oh, this sucks, I'm not watching this. You know what I mean? Because
you've watched the first two.
I've watched the first two, and I like it.
Mm-hmm.
But I still don't know enough about...
So they're revealing things in a bouncing...
Like, is it 80s, 90s?
Yes.
And they keep bouncing back from when he was a detective in his 30s, whatever it was, till his older age, where he's telling the story, and it just bounces back and forth.
Right. He's very old.
Mahershala.
In parts of it.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Like, gray-haired.
And really good, too.
Yeah. He's great. He's excellent.
Mm-hmm.
They cast it correctly because he's red hot.
Right.
So, I mean, you couldn't hope to have a person with more sort of juice coming in.
But that, I like that. Because that feels like the first one where they were in the future, kind of looking back as he was, he's sitting there whittling whatever the hell he was doing with those beer cans, turning them into little paper dolls, tin paper dolls.
Right.
Well, a lot of people are online, at least, are saying, is this connected with the first one? Because there's certain things that you go, but the director says, interesting, but. No, they could be, but no, they're not really. But people are saying, yeah, there's something.
Makes it kind of feel like that one. Because that one, there was something about, it was more than just the story.
And this
it
one's was in Arkansas. That one was in Louisiana.
Ooh, that's good. I liked some of that southern.
Little crazy.
Creep charm.
Hillbilly thing going on.
I found it interesting.
Thing.
Yeah. I love it.
They didn't do heavy, thick accents on all the people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're in Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never been. You know, in fact, as I was watching it, I'm like, is there some, like, commonly known thing that Arkansas people don't have thick southern? Like, maybe I just don't know.
There's just a draw, some kind of.
But you'd expect it to be.
Right. Yeah, I have no idea what the accent
is. And maybe they tried
there.
It and went, you know what? It's too comical.
Right.
You're taking yourselves out of scenes with trying to put on this
right
drawl.
So they're are they talking like Ohioans?
They're
Ohioans.
I mean, there's a few country. You could tell they're country folk.
Right. Oh yeah, but
nothing crazy.
It's a slight drawl,
I said,
and not like a
look,
heavy.
There's no accent. And Christina, who wasn't watching it but had walked in on me, because I had to watch it away from the kids
Sure.
or the kid. I was like, you can't see this. She comes in and she goes, no, there's a little accent there.
Okay. You know, that first one, though, like Louisiana has an accent. Like, they're almost, you can't even tell what they're saying sometimes.
Well, it's that French
Creole thing, right?
What now?
there in the throat in the swamp. We hit the bodies and sunk them down to the bottom. Like, you can't understand what the hell they're saying. They do some skit on SNL that's really funny. It's like this weird, and it's about that, like that New Orleans, whatever that drawl is called. Right, the Cajun thing, whatever it is. But they just have these weird turns of phrases where you're like, what the hell are they talking about? So maybe, I have no idea what the Arkansas accent is. I would have assumed it was a pretty, you know,
thick
drawl, but.
Anyway, so far, so good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know enough. I'll let you guys know, but as of right. So you guys didn't, so Hooman, you didn't go over there? There was no watching shows together?
No. And last night, I crashed. I just burned it too hard this weekend. I think I'm going to, you know, I'm going to make a late resolution. I'm going to just take some time. I'm going to be cool for a while. I just need to, like, get my
stuff together.
When
you say be cool, what do you mean?
I just mean that I need to, like, have some nights where I'm not, like, rocking out so hard, you know? I just feel
would it help if your brother and wife didn't come over so often?
It's not their fault. It's my own fault.
No, it is your fault, but I know how it is when a friend comes over and you're like, hey.
They're down for easy nights. You know, my thing, though, is I like to have my friends over and I like to, you know, turn up loud and rock out. And, you know, I sing and I get really thirsty. So I think what I need to do is maybe more acoustics. That's with water.
All right.
You know, I don't know. You just wind up feeling, I'm old now, you know, I can't do it like I used to. Yep. I'm like, I woke up on Saturday morning. I had this party to do that night, you know, that I was really excited about.
Oh, Saturday was the party.
Saturday night was the party, but Friday we jammed.
You went
Friday
all day.
I woke up, my hands were just like, there was blood caked and dried on my hands and
oh
the
my
tops
goodness.
Of them were just like, all bruised and stuff. So I wake up on Saturday morning, I'm like, oh boy. You know, I got a whole nother night of this stuff. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know if I could do it tonight. And that was the night that John was like, oh, no, I definitely have something. I'm like, look, we could call the party. I didn't want him to feel obligated. But in my heart, I was like, oh, please don't make us pull the party. Please don't make me cancel.
So he went for it and is worse off on Sunday when he gets out.
Well, you know, I think that if you're starting to get a cold, what you need to do is rest, not
rage.
Rage, exactly. Yeah. Rest, not rage. That's a good.
I don't know. I mean, that's an age related thing too. Because when I was young, I partied right through a cold. You don't ever.
She makes it feel better. You kind of forget about it.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I mean, you definitely just go, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Right.
Cold.
On Saturday night, he's, you know, he's like, oh, I don't know, I don't feel that great. Everybody can't, you know, we can't make out. So then he has a drink and he's like, yeah, I feel better. I feel, he starts to, you know, it lubes you up. He starts playing guitar. And actually, it's so fun jamming with Tommy. I have to say, there's something about like a real musician that really raises the level of everything.
I'm sure.
You know the best song we did the whole night?
No.
It was an Alanis Morissette song, of all things.
Which one?
It was You Ought to Know.
Really?
And it was one of the first songs that we did, like right when Tommy got there. And Rick Rose, good Rick, wanted to play that one because he loves the, it Flea did the bass on that. I don't know if you guys I don't know if you would know the bass line on that particular song. Hey, Bryn, come in and play that. So anyways, it's this funky, great bass line. And it's, you know, it's a cool song. Like, and it's been around for years.
Well, that album
made her. That was such a huge album. So, and then Tommy came in. He hadn't really been super. He didn't really know the song or whatever. It's not really his genre of music. He goes, yeah, I was listening to that today. It was, you know, I really like it. Let's start with that one. So he's playing. He's tick, that you want you to know. Tick, tick, that you. You know, the little quiet thing. And then it starts in. And
did Alanis,
you forget,
man,
about me, Mr. Duplicity? And it was just like built and built and built. And we're all like looking at each other like, holy crap, this is happening.
We sound great.
I know, it was so good. And then we just, like, at the end, it just ends with that, you know, her screaming, "You out of now!" And we all just, like, went, "This is going to be a great night!" Like, it started so cool. It was just really fun.
She had a moment, and I remember being in the audience in San Diego watching her. Me and a buddy went to the show, and we were like, it's a audience of mostly women singing every word.
And the thing had barely been out.
Totally.
Every word. It must, for her, that must have been the most incredible feeling in the world. Like, she knew, she had to know.
Right.
I've made it as I go out to this crowd and they know every word.
She was really young when that came out too, wasn't she? Still a teenager?
I would say 19.
Yeah, she was, that was what a firestorm that
I
must have been for her.
I just sat there watching this, like, not just the stage, the crowd too, because I'm like, this is a moment.
Yeah.
In not only her life, but in like pop culture. Yeah, that song was a hit. Good for you.
Yeah. Oh my God, it was so, it was so fun. Like, sometimes when things are really cracking, you know, you just feel it in the whole, we all just kind of looked around at each other like, wow, oh, that was fun.
And so
let's do another one.
Good Rick is healthy and good. He's like, you know, I mean, he's coming off a breakup. And
he is, and he just moved into, like, he's had a very stressful couple of months.
Holidays.
But it's just so great. You know how there's certain friends that you grew up with and that you've just known forever. You don't have to talk to them all the time. You fall right back in to your old, you know, everything is, there's no awkwardness. I was even noticing, like, you know, we were in recovery mode Saturday morning, Sunday morning, Monday morning, like, as we're all kind of sitting together. I noticed, I was like, oh my God, no one's talking. And it was so, like, we're all just sitting, drinking our coffee.
Comfortable silence.
Yes, comfortable silence. Mm-hmm. It was, like, I was like, wow, this is, like, so comfortable. Like, no one has to talk. They're like, yeah, shut up.
Including you.
Right. But it was really, it's just nice. I don't know. Anyways, yay me, I had a great weekend.
Well, but what's the matter with that?
No, I just, great. Because I feel like I'm really going to pay the price the next couple days. I just know it. And I need to chill a little bit.
Well, that's a decision you have to carry out on your own.
I need to be healthy.
Nobody
to
can be there, you know, help you.
Be there for my family.
Put down the drinks.
Yeah, I know. I can do that.
Trust
though.
Me.
Yeah, no, I mean, if anyone knows Vinny.
Trust me, you got to, that's a decision, and it's easy to go back on it. Trust me.
Well, we'll see how I do, you know.
Well,
my plan for now is to just...
Normally, 5 days later, you're like, I was overreacting. I'm fine.
I do. I do tend to, you know, when you feel better, but it's Friday.
Right.
And you're just like, yeah, you know. I who cares? Just have some fun.
I'm not worn out.
Look, you lived through it.
I manage things.
You're all caught back up on
I
your
hold
sleeve.
Down
it's
a
fine.
Job.
I know.
I have,
you know what? This is terrible because I've actually said that to myself.
I know that you have. So we all have.
But it's not. It's actually, you know, you can't continue to murder yourself every weekend and then, like, by the, you know, you're finally feeling better. Like, why don't you just continue to feel better? Sarah.
Well, look, I'm not trying to talk you into partying, but plenty of people would say that's living.
Yeah. You know, and it feels like it in the moment. It's the days afterward. You're like, that seems more like dying. But I should just, you know, try to be a little more something.
Well,
a better
person.
I don't know.
Plenty of people
either.
Who are like, I got sober and I hated it. It was boring. I can't live like that. And then there's other people like me who can't live with the party.
Right.
Bottom line, I just can't. That ain't
it
living.
It gets in the way of actual living.
Sure. Right. So, whatever.
All right. Well, I'm glad we all made it back. And
yep.
I'm going to continue to chew zinc and
just take care of your body
take
this
emergency
week.
And
it'll be fine.
I don't know about you guys, but so when we were leaving on Friday, the weather reports were like 7 days straight of rain, and it didn't rain on Saturday.
It
didn't rain
a
Friday.
Beautiful
it didn't
day.
Rain Saturday and
Sunday it rained. At
maybe
my house.
A little, but
we got a little rain.
It didn't really hit till yesterday, right?
I know, and it was. I mean, even when there were a few little scattered showers, we had a couple nice days in there.
Right,
I was relieved.
Kuhman said it was pouring here in the city yesterday.
Yesterday was the day.
But I was a little surprised because I thought, man, we were out there. You know, given the forecast as we'd seen it.
I'm ready. I know, right? I was totally ready for it.
Now they're saying, and for the next 3 days, rain. So I don't know what to tell you about that.
Well, scattered rain today, and then tomorrow is supposed to be
a big one, like 2 inches of rain.
Right.
Well, according to this, I'm seeing over an inch today, almost 2 inches Wednesday, and not quite half an inch on Thursday.
I think I saw 80% here in the city by like 11 or noon. I'm like, oh, I got to get out of here before it starts to get crazy.
I was listening to KCBS on my way in this morning. They were saying, like, please keep an eye on your storm drains. Like, they are expecting major backups. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
They're saying people have actually, like, adopted rain drain, you know, storm drains. Like, you got to look and clear the leaves out. Like, it gets so clogged, and then the streets start to flood. And
sure.
Let's all do that. Let's all take an eye. Keep an eye on your local storm drain. You've got one right by your house, guaranteed.
It is wet down there, isn't it?
It is wet down there, Vinny, and you need to keep the debris out of there. You need to keep that area clear of debris.
Right.
So everything can flow smoothly.
Right.
All right, KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Allison Morning Show. Oh, that's loud. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.